So hello and welcome. This is the Erica Glessing Show. You're joining me on a Spirit Sunday, and I'm really excited today to share with you some energy information that I received from Source that is just blowing my mind today. So every day on the Erica Glessing Show, I present someone's point of view, some interesting, inspirational person, some interesting experience, or something that could somehow uplift or shift or change your reality. And then my intention when I set the show was, if every single day you take one step towards your dreams, you're going to get closer. You're going to experience something different in your reality. So in the spirit of that, my experience yesterday was really an aha moment. It was one of those epiphanies. And what I saw in my mind's eye was kind of that whole how you change something, how you shift the energy into a new vibration of something. And then whose job is it to stay in that new space, right? And then whose job is it to change your behavior because of that new space? And one thing that showed up for me to explain this kind of in a true way was when my 9-month-old started crawling. So she had been just sitting on her blanket, and all of a sudden she's crawling, and everything changed. So her body changed. She needed different clothing size because her little chubby tummy became very thin, and she had to go down a couple baby clothing sizes. So, and then I think about 2 months later, she started walking, and everything changed again. And she wasn't the same. So if you look at that, those sort of like huge milestones when a baby changes from a sitting still baby to a crawling baby, and then a crawling baby to a walking baby. And now all of a sudden there's this being that can walk, and it's a very different being. And really a lot of things have to change in the world around that child to have everything be safe now, because she's reaching for things, she's touching things. Imagine compared to just at 9 months, which is only like a 3-month change to walking. She's just sitting on her little blanket, and every time I'd leave and come back, if I'd go to the bathroom or go to the kitchen or get her something, she would not have moved. She'd just be kind of happy playing with all the things she put around her. So now if you think about yourself in your life and you've started walking someplace you've never walked before, you might need different clothing. You might have to surround yourself with different people. Being in that space of that sort of place you've been seeking, you might have to actually live completely differently, right? Someone was telling me about when they became a vegetarian and when their awareness shifted around meat, and everything changed for that person in that moment, and they had to change what they ate. And that changed a lot of things in their world. So what if you could just sort of know that as you get the energy of what you've been asking for, everything has to change? Yeah. It's different because, you know, some people would like everything being new and fresh and lots more money in the account, but not changing at all. Like keeping the same people, keeping the same house, keeping the same clothes. And that really isn't sort of the nature of change. So the nature of change is that when you invite some big, nice, crazy, wild, hairy dream to be real, it's going to manifest itself in ways in your life that you don't even know right now. Okay? Yeah. I was really surprised when I was doing some work on that, what I was asking for. And then I asked to be shown what that would, like how that would play out, kind of. And what I got shown completely surprised me. Yeah. So then I'd like you to ask the question, if you keep taking what you're asking for out to next level, next level. So now you have an intention, something you'd like to have in your life. And then what does that mean? And what does that mean? What does that mean? And if you could get to an ultimate space of, okay, that means I wake up happy. So now ask whatever that is to sneak back around and just already sort of invite it to be in your life. Yeah. Yeah. get the space of that. And it's kind of like, it's a molecular shift that actually can be kind of subtle and magical. It's not always predictable. And then you want to come back and allow yourself the freedom to make new choices. Because as you shift the vibration of everything in your life, you're going to need to choose different things. You're going to need to surround yourself with different things, different clothing maybe. As you heighten your sensitivity and your awareness, it could be that you meet new people or you choose different, different computer. You might choose a different watch. You could need a different phone. Your relationship with your children or your significant others in your life could change. Yeah. You might need more freedom than you've been willing to give yourself. So what kinds of ties have you set in your life that you might need to open up and change? Yeah, those are all really good questions. So today I invite you to invite something really big and major and uplifting to change in your life. So just I invite you to ask for something bigger than you've thought, and then 10 times that, and then 10 times that. Yeah. And what's that like for all of that to be there in your space? Yeah. I know, it's kind of blissful. All right. Well, thank you for hanging out with me today on Spirit Sundays with the Erica Glessing Show. I'm so glad you could come. You can find out more about me, Erica Glessing, at theericaglessingshow.com. I do have a new 21-day energy pull that will run July 1st to July 21st. You can find out about that at my at the podcast website, which is theericaglessingshow.com, and just look for, on the lower left corner, you can sort of see some of my courses and offerings, and there's a 21-day energy pull, and the last 21 days have just been amazing of the first series, so I'll be running that again, so look forward to having you on that. Thank you. Thanks for listening.